You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I am super pumped to share with you the secret strategy to protect all of your assets, as well as keep all of your money away from the IRS legally, and how you can do it, because I did it. I'm going to show you how you can do it as well. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I am super pumped to share with you this episode. And the big reason why is because I had another company, come and help me basically do things right. Now, when you're investing in real estate, what you need to do is you need to build a business first. And I've been telling you that for a very, very long time. You need to build a business. Once you build the business, then you hire the experts like the property managers, contractors, plumbers, roofers, all these other people in the business before you buy any properties. Well, this episode today, I'm showing you what you need to do before you do all of that. This is setting up the business the right way. Now, I got to completely be honest and say, I've done this wrong two or three times before, and I'm having to redo things because what I did was I just watched somebody on YouTube, some, I don't know what, Instagram guru, tax guy that says, this is what you need to do. First, I set up an S corporation because I just thought a corporation would be good because I saw some YouTube guy saying that. And then I set up an LLC per property, and it was getting me so crazy. And then I think I did it one other time, if I remember correctly. I've been investing for 20 years, so I can't remember exactly what I've done. But the asset protection, basically making sure that you have these legal barriers, LLCs and trusts and all these sort of things, that when somebody tries to sue you, like a lawyer or, you know, somebody might be nefarious, says, oh, this guy has a lot of properties. Let me sue him. Let me go after all the properties. Well, I now have everything so siloed, which means everything's separate, that nobody can figure out what's connected. And it's amazing. And I did not come up with this on myself. And I did not just watch some random YouTube. I actually paid a lot of money for my legal team to actually go through and do all this sort of stuff. And I said, hey, would you be able to help my audience? Would you be able to come on and share all this amazing stuff so that they can learn how you have it set up for me? Now, they're going to do everything. Well, I'm going to say this to you. You definitely need to talk to your own accountant, your own lawyers, your own everything. All I'm doing is just telling you what I've done. And it's probably going to be different for you as opposed to me because of how I have all my assets and businesses and everything that I own. And that's a great thing about me bringing on these experts. This expert that I'm bringing on today works for a fantastic company. They've been around for almost 40 years doing this stuff for real estate investors. And they've seen so many different ways to protect their, you know, your assets, my assets, and keep it from the IRS taking it all. Well, they figured out the best way, and it blew my mind when they told me exactly what we needed to do. And honestly, after I started working with them, I said, I wish I would have done this first time. I wish I would have talked to you guys from the very beginning, because now I'm having to do it a third time, which is rather irritating. If I would have just done it right the first time. And that's the reason why I have my podcast. That's the reason why I have my coaching. So we coach thousands of students now. We have the one-on-one coaching. We have the group coaching. We have Income Building Live coming up. It's our three-day conference. But just helping people do things right the first time so you don't have to do things over and over like I did. But then at the same time, helping you to get financial independence faster, where you're making money from your properties, from your real estate, so you don't have to work a dead-end J-O-B, like I like to call it, because with a J-O-B, you're working just over broke, and you're living just over broke because your boss is paying you just enough to keep you working without quitting, but not so much money that takes money out of their pockets. If they paid you what you were worth, they would go broke. And so what I suggest is you find a way to make money outside of working for somebody else. And honestly, I don't work. Even though I have many businesses, I don't do any work because I hire experts to do all the work for me. I have 30 plus single family homes. I've got 1,000 apartment units, all as investments for me and my family. And I don't do any work. I hire experts. And the great thing about this is my properties pay for these experts. Like, I don't have to go to get a job to pay for all these experts, property managers and legal and all that sort of stuff. No, my properties pay for all that. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring on the company that helped me out onto my show. And I wanted them to walk you through what they did for me, which was super amazing. Now, I'll say, you need to get your legal team on board to do all this stuff for you or figure out what's the right thing for you. And what's also great is this company actually said to me, hey, Dustin, if we're going to come on your show, how about for anyone who wants to talk to one of our corporate analysts, we can give them a complimentary call, which we will, this is what they're saying, we'll analyze everything that they have, all the properties, businesses, assets, and all that sort of stuff, and we will customize a plan for them. And I said, you'll do that for them? And he's like for free? Really? Like complimentary? Like you're not going to charge them? Like this, when I first talked to them, I thought this is going to be at least $2,000 or $3,000 for just for this conversation. Because when you talk to lawyers, they charge like $2,000 an hour for their time. Well, this was such an amazing call. And they said they were going to do it for you complimentary. Now, if you want them to do all the work for you, which you don't have to have them do all the work, you could do all yourself, but I definitely highly suggest don't do yourself because it's so hard. Get professionals. Like, honestly, do not trust ChatGPT to create your trusts in your LLC and your operating agreements. I've seen what ChatGPT, I've tried. I said, hey, ChatGPT, create me this operating agreement for my LLC. It's garbage. It's absolutely garbage. And then when I had my company here that I'm bringing on, when I had them do it, I said, oh my goodness, like ChatGPT would got, like somebody would have been able to take all of my assets because it's written poorly. Whereas now having a right company that's been doing it for 40 years, oh my goodness, it's amazing. So I am super pumped to bring on this company. Now, they're also sponsors at the Income Building Live Conference. I said, hey, all of my investors, we have hundreds of real estate investors coming and joining in a 3-day conference here in Nashville, March 19th through the 21st. They're going to be here. How about you share with them too and you work with them because they, like, I would hate, like, I spent thousands of dollars doing it the wrong way and then I had to redo it all over again. How about you just do it right the first time? So how about you come and be at Income Building Live? So they're going to be speaking at Income Building Live and you need to be at Income Building Live. Get your tickets. Actually, links are all going to be in the description. You guys know I throw a ton of links in the description for you to check out as many great things for you, but you're going to be able to get a link to work with this company complimentary. They're going to throw in, basically give you an entire hour conversation, analyze everything you do or you have to give you a custom plan for your asset protection and keeping the money away from the IRS legally. So they're going to do that as well as Income Building Live. You need to be at Income Building Live. That's 100% fact. You need to be there because we are entering the best time ever to invest in real estate. I mean, it's getting better and better and it's looking better and better with all the problems going on in the economy. That's when people make money who are prepared. And that's what Income Building Live is going to do. Get your promo code Dustin. Use the promo code Dustin and get a discount off of your pass. It's still early bird prices, but it's going to be going away in just a little bit. So get that as well. But here's one more amazing thing. I'm going to be putting on a masterclass with this company. The company's called NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Been working with them for like 3 years. They've been amazing and they've helped hundreds of my students already. But we're going to put on a masterclass showing you all of this stuff as well. So it's going to be on Valentine's Day, February 14th. I want to say it's like 11 a.m. Pacific time. So the link will be in the description of this podcast, but masterpassiveincome.com/masterclass. It's going to be close to 2 hours of him or this company walking you through every single step of the way. So you need to be on this masterclass. I would say, like, if you're ready to move forward, then jump on that call where you're going to get them to actually walk you through and create a custom plan. But if you're also wanting to just get even more information, getting more insights, and learn so much, come to the masterclass Saturday, 11 a.m. on February 14th Pacific time. February 14th, it's going to be a Saturday. We're going to be 90 minutes, maybe even 2 hours. It's not one of those quick little webinars. No, no, I'm giving my time to you because I'm so blessed to have you here on the podcast with me. And I just want to help. And I love meeting people. I love meeting if you listen to the show. I want to meet you. So Saturday, February 14th, and the link will be in the description. It'll be masterpassiveincome.com/NCH masterclass, all one word, NCH masterclass. And if you're listening to this, let's say a month after the call, maybe 10 months after or a year after, however long, the link, I will have the link go to the replay so you can watch all of this amazingness. Because I don't want you, if you are listening to this, like, you know, a couple months after this airs, I don't want you to miss out. I want you to hear all the, basically, I want you to be successful. And I want this company to connect with you because they're amazing. And you guys are awesome. I can't wait to share with you this episode where I talk to my corporate analyst. His name's Adam Kinte, who actually walked me through and changed everything. I'm going to have him walk you through everything he's done for me and give you some insights. But then definitely join the masterclass February 14th, 11 a.m. masterpassiveincome.com/NCH masterclass. A link will be in the description, so I'll see you there on Saturday. But let's do it. Here we go, where I bring on Adam Kinte with NCH. Adam, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, Adam, this is great. So you and I got connected a number of years ago, and then after talking with you and the other people at NCH, I realized that I personally have done basically almost everything wrong in setting up my, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just could have been a lot better in setting up my LLCs, getting asset protection. But then at the same time, how things are taxed and how I could structure things. And so how did you get into this? Because when I hear you talk, like, I'm interested, but I never remember any of it. So I'm so glad I have you that remembers everything. But like, how did you get into doing this stuff?
Yeah, I went to a school at Iowa State, and then I went to Iowa Wesleyan, then I went to Iowa State College of Engineering. And my senior year, we had a class, and they talked about how much money you're going to make when you graduate. And I was in a mechanical engineering program. And the guy said, well, if you're in the top 5% of the class, you're going to start off making between $60,000 and $70,000 a year. And I raised my hand. I said, yeah, what if you're not in the top 5%? Because I wasn't. He said, well, you probably start off making $30,000, $35,000. Well, The day I turned 18, I got my insurance license, and I was a licensed insurance agent. And I did that, worked and went to school. And by the time my senior year had rolled around, I was licensed in 43 states, doing really good with insurance. And when he told us about the money that I wasn't going to make, I immediately dropped out. I said, I am not going to waste any more time with this. I'll just focus on financial services. Did that. Ended up traveling around the country and got a job offer in Las Vegas. I moved there. And one of my friends, he said, Adam, you got to get into corporations. And I said, listen, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. How am I going to do that? So I have a friend that owns this company. Why don't you go talk to him and see what happens? So I went and talked to this guy, Greg. And he said, Adam, you seem really smart. Here's a stack of books. Read these and be here on Monday. So that was back in 2001 that I first started that. And just dumb luck, Court Christie, he hired me as a director at NCH back in 2008. So I just celebrated my 18th year anniversary with NCH, and I've been really fortunate and blessed to be able to, you know, we have at NCH, we have in-house all of these support services for business owners and investors. So the backbone of the company is forming corporations and LLCs, but we have a full legal department. We got a room full of attorneys. We got a room full of CPAs. We have a business credit team. If you ever wanted to separate business credit from personal credit. We have a team that does custom business plans, estate planning, like trust and wills, and then also the self-directed IRAs and self-directed 401ks. So I've been just really fortunate to be able to work with these great attorneys and great CPAs, and are by working with my clients on getting things set up, and not just setting it up, but then working with people along the way. And that's kind of what makes NCH unique, is that we gather what you're doing and how you're doing it. And we put together a plan that is manageable, scalable, and financially efficient. So being able to work with you on getting things set up and then operating things properly, just dumb luck that I got into it, and I absolutely love it, and learned a lot over the years. And that's where, how I got here today is Just working with great people and having a great team at NCH.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. So we had you this last weekend come out to our mastermind. So we have a mastermind with a bunch of high level investors that are already, they're active investing and they're trying to scale. They're trying to get to financial freedom. And we had you come out and had you educate everybody on the things that we're going to talk about today. And as you were going through it, I was thinking, my goodness, I can't remember. Like you throw out so many amazing things that we should be doing in our business, from even just how to save money on taxes and things like that, how to protect it from people's, you know, lawsuits and stuff like that, that in the end, I'm like, my goodness, I don't remember half of this stuff, but you, it's like on the tip of your brain, and it makes it so much easier because I have you, but you guys took care of all my stuff, which is great. But okay, so here is usually the part that I jump right into for any of my students is we need to build a business. When we build a business, we make sure that we have cash flow coming in, money coming in every single month. And when I talk about on my end of building a business, it's we find the right people, we find a great city to invest in, right property managers, contractors, plumbers, all these things to run the business. But what you do is you come in and say, well, when you do that too, you also have to have a foundation. You have to have that foundation that is legally structured well enough to where, you know, if you get sued, things are protected and stuff like that. And that's why I want to bring you on, because I talk all about the building the business, but like you talk about the foundation. Let's start there. Like, help me understand, if I'm a brand new investor, or let's say even somebody has 2, 3, 5, 10 properties, how should a real estate investor have their assets structured?
Yeah. So the pretty much everybody that I ever work with, if you don't have one, we suggest getting a family trust completed, the revocable living trust and will. You know, you work really hard to build these things for your family and build a legacy and create generational wealth. And real estate is awesome because it's one of the greatest ways to build wealth. We get all these great tax benefits. And when you die, terrible to talk about, but we're all going to die someday. Everything goes to your heirs with a step up in basis. So the property you bought today for, $200,000, fast forward 20 years from now, that thing may be worth $600,000 to who knows. It just, they always just go up in value through inflation, and these tenants keep paying down the mortgages that you have, and that's how you build wealth. But when you die and you don't have a revocable living trust in place, your family has to go hire attorneys and deal with probate, and it is a nightmare. So that's our kind of our foundation is, if you don't have one, getting a family trust done is very wise. You don't have to have it to be an investor or own a business. It's just a wise thing for you.
Oh, you have. Well, I'm just going to pause and say, I would say, yes, if you listen to me and you want to do what I'm doing, I have one. And I would say you have to have one. And it's not that much work. And NCH, you guys did all the work for me. Not that much cost too, but in the end, if you're building all of this stuff that you could eventually give to your kids and you don't have this, you're going to be hurting very, very bad. And your kids will be hurting really, really bad.
Yep. So that's got our foundation. Now, the second thing is setting up an LLC. And you hear all these different structures where you'll hear some people say, well, every property should be in its own LLC. And then that LLC should be set up in the state you buy the property in. And we'll set up a Wyoming LLC to own that LLC. And that all sounds great, but it turns into a nightmare to manage. And if you don't manage things properly, this is all completely worthless. So we do it in a thoughtful way. So the way our attorney has designed this structure, is we have one LLC, And that one LLC has multiple real estate privacy trusts below it. So each property goes into its own real estate privacy trust. And that allows us to separate the liability of each property without having to have a bunch of LLCs. So great way to do that. If you want to have multiple LLCs, you sure can. But this is a good way to do it. Now, that's for residential property. So fourplex, triplex, duplex, single family home, townhome, condo. We use the real estate privacy trust. Commercial property, 5 units and above, those should get their own LLCs. So, that's how we do that. We also consider financing. So I have a lot of people I talk with on a daily basis that they went out and set up an LLC, and they've got three properties, but they're sitting in their name. And why? Well, they're afraid that if they put claim the property into the LLC, as soon as the bank finds out, they can invoke the due on sale clause and call the mortgage due. Well, putting the property into a trust, there's a federal law. It's called the Garn-St. Germain Act of 1982. We put property into a trust. By law, the bank cannot invoke the due on sale clause. Don't have to worry about it. The mortgage stays in your name, still going to make your payments, but the title of the property is legally held by the trust. That trust then is effectively owned by the LLC, and you are completely protected in doing it that way. So that one LLC will deal with the property manager, collect rent, pay expenses, whatever is left, bank transfer yourself the money. If it's just you or you and your spouse, normally we have that as a disregarded LLC. So it doesn't even file a separate tax return. It all just reports on your personal return, 1040, Schedule E, just like it always has. So beautiful way to do it. Gives you all the protections without a bunch of headaches.
Let me ask a question, or let me recap it and see how I understand it, because as you explained it, hopefully people got it. But let me say how I think went. So if it's a commercial property, different story, your own LLC, like you have to, or it'd be better to go that route. But if you're buying single family homes, let's say you have five single family homes, each one should have its own trust. So the property is held in a trust, but then the trust, the beneficiary is the LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
That's
then,
correct.
like I guess speak for myself, my wife and I would be owners of the LLC. And so we have five different trusts, and they're not hard to create. They're actually pretty simple. And then putting those properties into a deed, well, if a bank sees a trust name on it, and if it's like, let's say the property's name or address is Number One Happy Street, just title it, like you were the one that taught me this, just title it Number One Happy Street Trust or something like, something very simple like that. And so each property's siloed, which means you can't really connect all of them together for legal purposes, meaning like a lawyer saying, hey, let's look what other properties this one, Dustin Heiner LLC has. Oh, he's got 30 properties. He probably has a lot of money. Let's go sue all of them. But if each one is like there's one trust, two trusts, three trusts, four trusts, five trusts, and they're all completely separate, they can't, put them together or piece them together. And then they're owned by the or the beneficiary is the LLC, and then you own the LLC. Now that seems like the picture. Am I speaking that right?
Exactly correct.
Okay, and so one thing I love you brought up, because everybody thinks about the due on sale clause, which it's really I know thousands and thousands of, I coach thousands of investors, but I know so many more investors in general. I've only heard of one time ever out of all of those investors I've ever talked to that the due on sale clause was called in. But and it wasn't, it was something completely different. It wasn't like putting into LLC. It was completely different. But that was one time out of thousands and thousands of other investors, and nobody's ever heard of it actually really being come due. But you have that legal case. The legal case that actually, no, it's in a trust. It should be fine, right?
Yeah, so that and that's the it never happens until it happens. So in hearing about this and because we deal with this all the time, we hear about a lot more often than most people do, just because we deal with people that have put the properties into an LLC and they have had the note called. So it's just something you don't have to worry about. And that was the point of sharing it with you. If you're like many people and you have that concern, it's not a concern. The other thing I think about as well is I see this happen all the time where people will set up an LLC. Maybe they have an LLC taxed as an S corporation, because when you form an LLC, you get to choose how it's going to be taxed. And they have that S corporation, they've got their property in there. And the problem with that is now, if you want to refinance the property, You have to deed, normally a bank says, hey, you need to deed this property back to your name. We'll fund the loan. You can put it back in the LLC. Well, if the LLC was taxed as an S corporation, you just created a taxable event. And there's going to be taxes due when you transfer property out. So doing it this way is if you do need to refinance a property and the bank says, hey, I need you to deed this back to your name so we can fund the loan, you can put it back in the trust. There's no transfer tax involved. And we're just moving it back to your name. We don't have to worry about those additional fees and such in the structure that we've established and the way we've got it set up for you. I just did one. I just got off the phone to the lady, refinanced the property, and it's in a real estate privacy trust. And I said, do you need to me to deed this back to my name, or how do you want me to do it? She said, no, we're fine. Leave in the trust. We should have no issue whatsoever. So very convenient as well if you're going to refinance properties in the future and pull some equity.
So we create, was there anything special about the LLC? I know you guys do a lot of the formations in Wyoming, but talk to us about the, so we have the trust per property, and I would not, personally, I would not trust ChatGPT. If you say, ChatGPT, create me a trust, I wouldn't trust that. I trust the people that have actually done it, and that's why I have you guys do all mine. But let's say you got a trust, your property you put into a trust, and then you have the LLC. Talk to us about how that LLC, because the beneficiary of each one of these trusts is one LLC. How does that supposed to be worked out?
Yeah, so that one LLC has these trusts underneath it. And there, if we ever look up the LLC on public record, the LLC owns nothing. On public record, the LLC is just an empty shell, money in, money out. We organized under Wyoming, registered you to do business appropriately in whatever state you're buying property in. And your name will be on record as the manager of that LLC. So there's three ways you can do an LLC: manager, member, or managing member. Well, member equals owner, and there's no reason for us to put membership on record. I always say we do our best to keep your ownership of things private. But at the end of the day, with today's technology, if I want to know what you have, it's pretty easy to find it.
Palantir and AI, they're gonna
Oh,
be able to find
gosh.
everything. Yes.
Yeah. So ideally, when we're setting this up, your LLC is the one that's conducting business. The LLC hires the property manager. The LLC hires the contractor. The LLC is doing that. And you, as the manager of the LLC, real important, if contracts or agreements ask for initials, you just initial with your initials. And when contracts or agreements ask for a signature, it is best practice, always sign your name, comma, manager, or your name as manager of ABC Properties. And the reason we do that is we let everybody know I did not sign that contract as an individual. I signed as an officer of my company under the protection of my company. So that's how we go there. Now, if there's a problem with one property, the way that our attorney drafted this is that I get a notice that one property is, gets sued. I don't slip and fall on the stairs or whatever. First thing you do, call NCH. What we'll do is those other four properties that you have, we're just going to change the beneficiary to a separate LLC and isolate that problem. And it's not fraudulent conveyance or fraudulent transfer. I'm not selling the properties. At the time the incident gave rise, there that LL that one trust is all they could come after. So we're just moving those beneficial interests. And our attorney designed it to where, again, it can't be seen as fraudulent conveyance or fraudulent transfer, but it allows us all those protections without a bunch of headaches. So that's the beauty of doing it this way. And as you build out your portfolio, you'll always keep good insurance. We hope the insurance covers it. I just remind people there's so many things that happen that insurance won't pay or won't pay enough. And I get people say, well, and plus I've got an umbrella policy. A reminder, you can get a $1 million umbrella for $200 to $300 a year. Why is that so cheap? If it's supposed to cover everything, the reason it's cheap, because the umbrella policies rarely pay out. I think the stats are that your chances of winning the Texas state lottery are twice as good. So keep good insurance. And I've got an umbrella. In my view, the only insurance I have that might max out a policy limit is my auto insurance. And I've got six boys and five of them drive. So when they drive my cars, if they get in a wreck, I'm getting sued. So I've got that umbrella. But at the end of the day, keep good insurance. But the LLC is what it's protecting you. So that's how we want to set up and operate things. And I remind people, signing contracts and agreements as manager, do not use your LLC checkbook to pay your personal bills. and we're good.
Got it. Got it. Got it. So is this scalable? Meaning, a lot of people talk about, well, what about those Delaware some trusts, like the one that you could have like sub LLCs and stuff like that,
Series LLC.
series LLCs and stuff like, let's say we get to 20 properties, 30 properties, 40, 50 properties. Do we have to have multiple different LLCs? Like, how would that work out when you have lots of different properties?
Well, you have to pray about it. Some investors I have, they like to group things with a state. So they might have one LLC with 10 properties, with one LLC, each property in its own trust, and they move to another state. We set up a separate LLC that manages that state. It's really up to you in terms of, I've got clients that have 40 properties under one LLC, each one in its own real estate privacy trust. It's really just a preference on how you want to do it for accounting purpose. It might be clean to have that one LLC for that one state. We'll have another LLC for another state. So these are things that we'll talk through and figure out what's going to be best for you and your situation.
Yeah, what's great about when I started working with you guys, especially you, Adam, I said, this is everything I have. But you asked me so many great questions that really helped me to figure out exactly everything that I have now, and then helped me to figure out, okay, I don't have to figure this out myself. Like, watch a bunch of YouTube videos and try to map things out. You already knew it because you've done it. I can't even count how many times. Like, you've probably done it so many times now, that it's now so. It's so you've done it so many times that it makes it so much easier for somebody like you to piece things together as opposed to me. 'Cause man, my brain starts to swim when I start thinking about what about this LLC in this state, this LLC in this state or this trust, but then just allowing you guys to take care of it. It's just been so much better for me. Okay. So once we have, what is there anything else in the foundation of our, so we have the blanket, the big revocable trust that we have for yourself as a person. And then each property has its own property trust. Then that trust beneficiary is our LLC. Is the does the trust the your main revocable trust that's over your entire your person, does that own the LLC or who owns the LLC?
So we're putting your name on record as the manager of the LLC. The membership or the ownership of the LLC we assign to your revocable living trust. So absolutely correct.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. So, if as far as that, so everything that the LLC does is manage your signing name. I love that. I really need to get back to doing it. I did it for a little bit as manager. I just got to constantly be doing that. It's just it's you kind of forget to do it. But so signing that in now, all the funds and everything go into the LLC one bank account. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. LLC is going to collect the rents, pay the expenses, and then what's left, you can bank transfer yourself the money.
Like a
So for accounting
distribution.
purpose, yeah, you're a CPA, probably wants you to put distribution when you move that money back to your account. So
Got it. Got it. Okay. What else? Or is there anything else in this foundation of us building a business for our real estate investing?
yeah, I remind people, keep good record. Remember that each property has a cost basis, what you buy it for. And then we have repairs, maintenance, and capital improvements. So we have to track those things per property. So just keep that in mind that your CPAs are only as good as the records you keep. And also make sure you have a good accountant because you would think that I have a lot of people that would maybe use TurboTax, and that's fine for some people. But it's gotten so complicated to do taxes and all these different rules and things that are in there. And if you are one of those guys using TurboTax or one of these chain tax preparers to do your rental portfolio, you might want to get a fresh set of eyes on it. I re just recently had a client that one of our students that their CPA did not do things right, and I am so thankful that I was able to look at everything and worked with one of our CPAs because we're talking in the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of mistakes on a tax return from 2 years ago. And that is crazy. He would have found out about it
Could
about
you give me an example of like what to look for like that?
in this situation, the person didn't calculate the properties. The CPA didn't communicate with this person, and he calculated these properties as an installment sale. And it should not. The way he was doing things, you can't calculate it that way. The IRS has specific rules on it that you cannot do that. It's a sale. It's like flipping a house. You buy a house, you fix it up, you sell it. Well, this guy would buy a house and then do a owner finance type of thing, but it was sold and the CPA did not calculate it properly. It should have been, if you hold a property, you've got it rented out for a year and a day, and you sell it, you get a long-term capital gain. It's 15%, or 20%, depending on your income level. But if you bought it and you did not hold it for a year and a day, you didn't rent it out, you bought it and then sell it a few months later, that's treated as ordinary income. It's inventory that you've sold. And that is subject, that's active income. It's subject to state, federal, and Social Security and Medicare tax. So when the CPA calculated it as a an in installment sale as a long-term capital gain, there was no Social Security and Medicare tax on there. And it should have been calculated the other way. It was only a matter, and usually the IRS doesn't notify you of those mistakes the year it happens. It's usually about 3, 4 years later that you get that notice. And so again, thank goodness we're able to catch it and be able to come back and make the amendment and make some changes that is literally going to save this person thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes. Not that was and that was 24 tax season. 25, he's ramped up in 25, doing much better. So in 25, that's going to be even a bigger number. But again, thank goodness we're working with them to identify these problems.
Yeah, my goal is to have the government not even know I exist. As possible as it can be, I don't want to be on their radar. I don't want them to know anything about me. I don't want them to, like if as soon as I get a letter, occasionally I'll get a letter from the IRS. In fact, one of them recently was like, "Oh, we fixed it in your favor," which was like, that's great. I'm glad you did that. It's really good. My accountant had to step in and do something. But anyways, I get the letter from the IRS. I'm like, oh, what's this gonna be? I don't want them to know that I exist. And so when you do it right, you have somebody that does it right the first time, then you're not worried about it. And so, yeah, okay. Now, what else? Is there anything else in, sorry, the foundation, the creating of everything else that we need to look at?
Just remember keeping active income and passive income as separate. Like the person I just told you about had one LLC that was doing both rental properties and it had these other properties in it that was active income. Well, not only do we have the Social Security and Medicare tax issue, but in addition, the IRS has a rule that if your passive entity, if more than 25% of the income is passive for a 3 year period, this that they can make an S corp into a C corp. So we want to be very mindful that any of your flipping activity, your short-term stuff needs to be done through an LLC, taxed as an S corporation, whereas your rental properties, separate entity, that's either disregarded for tax purpose or taxed as a partnership. So never mix those two. You may end up having several companies depending on what you're doing. Welcome to starting a business. Welcome to investing. These are things that's just the cost of doing business, and it needs to be done, and it needs to be done right. So, and never assume, you brought up ChatGPT. Well, the reason we have CPAs and we have attorneys, if you ever notice, ChatGPT always gives you answers that are right in line with what you were thinking. Whether it's right or not, we don't know. When you have professionals, they have, like our attorneys, they have insurance. They have a license. They're doing things right. Same thing with CPAs. They are licensed professionals. So your CPA, like in this case, I asked the CPA that I, from our firm I was working with, I said, Russ, is this CPA liable for this? He said, no. The CPA is not liable. They may be liable for penalties, but all the taxes that are owed, they're not liable for. I said, oh, no. So keep that in mind that having a good CPA that you trust, that does good work for you, super important.
Absolutely. So moving on to the idea of taxes, and is so when somebody starts investing in real estate, let's say they have 10 properties, 5, 10 properties, they're really starting to scale. They're really starting to get cash flow coming in, and they're ready to quit their job. They're really close to becoming financially independent, and they're about ready to. Is there anything that they should be looking out for taxes? Any tips or any ideas that you can give them?
Yeah. So one of the things to remember is that if you have a full-time day job, you or your spouse, if you're both working full-time and you are quitting that day job, make sure that you have that conversation with your CPA about being a real estate professional. So remember that when you have these rental properties, Passive income can only be offset by passive losses. Active income can be offset by active losses. So, and again, that's part of why we keep these things in separate entities. They're different types of income. But if you're a real estate professional, oftentimes what happens when you have your 10 properties is we have passive losses that that they just get suspended. We can't use them. And as a result, they just carry forward. However, if you're a real estate professional, those passive losses will flow back to your personal return and offset your regular day job income. So a lot of times I'll have a husband and wife that one of them is has their day job and the other one qualifies as a real estate professional. But don't assume that you're going to qualify. Have the conversation with your CPA like in the beginning of the year, because we should have an hours log where we're tracking what hours that you're spending. We have hours requirements. We have material participation requirements and things that need to be done for you to qualify as a real estate professional. So make sure if that's part of what you're doing, you're quitting the day job. Well, consider setting up a management company. So you'll have a maybe a family management company. It's an LLC, taxes and S corp. That it, you know you might think you got insurance that you got to pay for health insurance. Now it was covered by the day job, and now you got to pay for it. We want to be able to deduct that as a business expense. So these are conversations that you have with your CPA. So you're making sure it's paid for out of the right account so that we can write these things off. So where a lot of people fail is that they think that they should talk with their CPA at tax time. Well, as a business owner or an investor, you need to be talking with your CPA immediately. So I like to, when we start a client, I like to make sure that, depending on what they're doing, if they just have a couple of rental properties, maybe not a big deal, but you got a portfolio of rentals. I want to try and get you working with a CPA immediately. Let's do a review on those last 2 years and make sure your CPA didn't screw anything up. Let's get some systems in place to where you're tracking things properly, making sure that we're writing off the right things or tracking the right things. Those systems that you put in place now and getting in good habits is so much easier versus you have no systems in place. You're not tracking things appropriately. Tax time rolls around, it becomes a nightmare. So try and keep yourself organized. Whether you want to use a spiral notebook, an Excel spreadsheet, or QuickBooks, or whatever you want to use, there's all kinds of great apps out there. But at the end of the day, try and keep yourself organized. It does not take a lot of time to get these systems set up and then working with them. And I was excited, Dustin, about what you've got going on. I don't know if you're talking about that, but a lot of great systems that we can use, but we got to keep things organized. And that's one of the failures of most investors. They do a very poor job with that. They don't keep their receipts appropriately. They think their bank statements are good enough. And we got to get systems in place because you got to have receipts. And if you get audited, we want to make darn sure that you have nothing to worry about. You can sleep easy at night.
Absolutely. And what you brought up was IncomeBuilder.io that we're creating, and it's live now. And we have such an amazing roadmap or a trajectory of what we're building and how it's going to. I'm really wanting to build it for me because it's going to have everything a normal investor needs, and not just piece in like you normally you need like five different softwares, like companies, piecing them all together. And it's like, man, I wish we could create one that just has everything that we need and has everything in one place. And so we're building that out. And so thank you for bringing that up. But if anybody wants to, you can get 14-day free trial. If you go to IncomeBuilder.io, you can go ahead and get started there for 14 days. But we're building it out so much because we want to help people build income. And just like what you were saying, Adam, you need to be able to document, or not be able, you need to document things. You need to keep good records of everything. And you had a great question at the mastermind recently when Juan, my business partner, who's the programmer, was bringing up the walking through everything of what it does. You had a great question. I had the exact same question about a week ago when Juan was, we were building out this portfolio portion, was how do we identify the LLC for the property or the trust for the property? Like, we got to talk about, like, how do we also organize inside of IncomeBuilder.io all the foundational principles or pieces that we're putting together, the trust to the LLC, the EIN number, all that sort of stuff. And Juan was like, huh, that's a, he, I think he has maybe 10 properties now. I think he only has one LLC. Like, when you start getting more LLCs, it's like you have like, I've got eight or something. So, like, I want to make sure I know that's everything's at. Okay, go to one place.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the I love seeing that when you were demonstrating the app and all the stuff that it had. I was thinking, oh my gosh, that is perfect. And then your price on it, I thought, This is crazy. What a great opportunity. So, but getting systems in place, whatever you choose to do, it's your stuff, it's your family, it's your business. Do what you want. But there's a lot of people that have been around long before you were, and I've learned a lot from other people's mistakes. So my goal is to help you avoid costly mistakes. Instead of thinking everything's right, like the people that will form their own LLCs, attorneys see that. And one of my students in a class, he's an attorney. He specializes in suing businesses. And he told me, he said, we pierce the veil almost 95% of the time. And remember, he's only going to take a case if he thinks he can win. And he said, right when I get hired for a Sandu, go to the Secretary of State, pull up your company. Shows right on record who formed it. He said, I'll see Northwest Registered Agents or Registered Agents Inc. or Rocket Lawyer. He said, I know it's not right. So we're going to hand you a notice we're suing you with a subpoena for your record book and a subpoena for your bank statements. Most people don't even have a record book. If they do, they don't keep it up to date. Or they'll use their business account to pay a personal bill. They're commingling funds, or they pay use their personal account to pay a business bill and not account for it properly. And that's he's at 95% veil piercing. He said, if I see Nevada or Wyoming, I won't even take the case. He said, I can't get paid. He said, I'm glad more people don't know about Nevada and Wyoming, or I would be out of a job. So it is no joke. But that's really the get the structure in place. They say the greatest victory is the battle never fought. And it may cost you a little bit to get it set up, but it's so inexpensive to maintain and so easy to operate. I
Well,
just don't
it's
see the need.
money. When you think about you're investing in an asset, hopefully real estate, that you're making more money on, and you're investing in something. Well, there are other people, not saying that you're the guy that does something like this, but just in general, we know there are some nefarious people, and they invest in taking that things that you've really worked hard for. Like, their goal is to take it from people. There are lots of people, not saying lawyers, but just like nefarious people out there in the world that love taking things from people. And your goal is to also protect that from happening, because don't just assume or think that, yeah, everything's going to be fine. I just make sure I account for all my accounting things, and the IRS is going to be fine. No, there's other bad people outside the IRS that is going to be like, ooh, hey, maybe we can have somebody. Oh, here's one. So I had a friend who had restaurants, and there was a lawyer who went around to every single restaurant with somebody who has a handicap, like a wheelchair. And they measured with that person there, like purposely trying to get lawsuits out of restaurants. And I think they were also in cahoots with like the companies that if they had to redo the concrete or redo everything for ADA compliance. Anyways, long story short, that's this guy's whole entire business was he goes and sues restaurants to get money out of them, and he uses actors basically come in there. Now, granted, might say, hey, it's a good idea to get these things ADA fixed. Yeah, I totally get that. But this building's been there for 100 years. And now anyways, long story short, just keep that in mind. There are people that want to take things from you. If you do just a little bit of work on that, no, let me take that back. You don't do the work. I just had you guys did it. You guys did all the work for me, which is so much better.
Well, and I remind people with TikTok and YouTube and all those things out there, it's getting crazy. They have videos on how to not pay rent, how to sue your landlord, crazy stuff. And with there's a company that advertises all the time with over 1,000 attorneys in every state. If we don't win, you don't pay a dime. So just remember, the poorest people in the country can hire the best attorneys. It costs them nothing. And how much do you think it's going to cost you just to file a response? If you get that notice that your tenant's filing a lawsuit, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars, most likely. I can't hire a contingency fee defense attorney, so keep that in mind. And I hope my insurance will cover it. But again, there's so many things that happen that insurance won't pay or won't pay enough. If they paid out on every claim, they would go bankrupt immediately. They have their adjusters and attorneys to pay out as little as possible. You can't blame them. So do things right. When I say the greatest victory is the battle never fought. If I see that you have a trust holding title to a property, I see an LLC involved. It's a Wyoming LLC. It shows right on the Secretary of State, you're Wyoming. Those are huge deterrents, and that shuts down just about any frivolous lawsuit that might have come up. Now, I can't guarantee you're not going to get sued. You might, but I put you in a tremendous position of power. And if needed, we could settle that case for pennies on the dollar versus spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend everything you have and your future wages and everything else. So, a little bit of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, especially when it comes to owning real estate.
Absolutely. Now, thinking of other tax things that really, as you were walking through, making sure you have everything structured, not commingling funds and all that sort of stuff, got me thinking of how do we save more money on taxes? And two things that popped in mind that were just most people don't even have any clue, especially when you're working a W-2 job, you have no idea that something like this exists because it doesn't even apply to you whatsoever. But when you are an investor, you're starting to think, well, how do I do a number of different things? Give you one example. There's the Augusta rule where you can have your house rented out and you don't have to pay any taxes on it and something like that. You probably know a lot more, but that's people that the golf, there's the Masters come to Augusta and people rent out their places and they do. Anyways, long story short, you could save a lot of money if you use the Augusta rule. But the second one, which is probably a little more applicable, is if you have any kids, the IRS and they're of age and they're younger, not of age, if they're born and they're not getting a regular W-2 from another job, you can pay them up to, I think it's like $14,000 each. So if you have like a 5-year-old that does, like advertising, like they have pictures and they put them on the websites or I don't know, you name it, like they're doing work for you and a modeling fee or something like that. But they say, okay, you can pay up to $14,000 and they don't have to file for a return because it's under the threshold. And you personally do not have to report or whatever filings and all that sort of stuff. So can you talk us through those?
Yeah, and you bring up a great example. A lot of things that you can do. The tax code is designed for people that know how to use it to save you money. Now, don't get me wrong; they're going to take every tax dollar that they get, but it's really built on people's ignorance, and what they don't know is killing them in terms of taxes. So, paying the kids, for example, have that conversation with your CPA because you can't just write your kid a check. You got to do it right. We have to put them on payroll and we got to pay them. There's some videos out there that says, well, if you set up an LLC and then you can just pay your kids, you don't have to worry about the payroll taxes, et cetera. Again, it's not just writing them a check. You got to do things right. So if you want to do those things, have that conversation. And it's got to be reasonable. If I've got one rental property and I'm making a couple hundred dollars a month in cash flow, I can't go pay my kid $15,000 and take a deduction. Everything's got to be reasonable. And that's where working with good CPAs that understand how these things work is going to help you. Having a home office or the Augusta rule, where you can write off a home office that you have, or doing the Augusta rule, where your company can rent the use of your house from your business up to 14 days out of the year. You don't have to claim that as income, and it's a tax write-off for your business. It's not good for everybody. But it's an option for a lot of people. So mileage, if you're going to look at a property, your airfare, hotel, meals, keep those receipts because you may be able to write those things off or put it in the cost basis of your property. So lots of tax advantages that our government has given for people that invest and people that own businesses. When you're a regular old W-2 employee, none of those things are available to you. But when you're a business or an investor, that starts opening the door up to be able to write things off that you couldn't do before. And it's again having systems in place to make sure you're keeping your receipts appropriately. Writing, and I tell everyone if you're unsure if you can or can't write it off, I try and encourage people to do just a simple expense report. So if you're paying for something using your own cash, your own credit, not sure if you can or can't write it off, okay, well, pay for it and put in an expense report. And if your CPA says, no, you're being too aggressive, okay, then we'll back it out. We won't reimburse ourselves for it. So that's the approach you should be taking. How do I make this a business expense? And it's not always going to be yes, but it adds up. And when you're in a higher tax bracket, it's painful. You're seeing how much money it goes out. And then you start looking at, I won't get too far into the weeds, but then you look at what they're doing with our money that we pay in taxes and the fraud, et cetera. And that's frustrating. So whatever you can do to keep more of that money in your pocket for you and your family, let's do it.
Absolutely. And doing it legally, because when you think about it, who creates the tax code or the laws for all the taxing? It's not W-2 employees that get into politics. It's not them. It's the wealthy people. It's people that have businesses that invest in real estate. And so they make the code to benefit them. And at the same time, if they are get into it, they learn what the tax codes are. So they start doing those things that benefit them. But here's one also neat thing. So the laws have just been continuing to grow and grow and grow over the years, over and over. But at the same time, these laws or the tax code and the laws are put in place that actually benefit society too. So if you have a business that's employing people, that benefits society. So you get some tax breaks for doing that. So if you think about it, let's just try to figure out and get the right people. Definitely talk to your accountant, like Adam and myself. We're not accountants, we're not lawyers or attorneys or anything like that. So you talk to the right people. In fact, I would just say talk to NCH, which in just a second, I know Adam. I talked Adam into being able to jump on a call if you wanted to jump on a call with them. But so you allow other people who have already written the tax code. You just follow what they're doing, but then you find the right people that are licensed, that have done this before. In fact, I know NCH has been in business, but 40 plus years now doing this stuff.
36, 37.
37 years helping investors, real estate investors, business owners. So, but Adam, I know that for me, when I hear you talk about this stuff, the only reason why I kind of remember it is because I've been around this for so long that it somewhat sticks in my brain. I remember at the mastermind that we just put on, I think we had 20 or so investors there. I asked, after you presented, I asked everybody, I said, who here, by show of hands, raise your hand if you remember all the things that Adam just shared, and nobody raised their hand. They're like, no, we have no clue. It's so great, but we can't remember how to, or even know how to do it. And so, Adam, you were gracious enough to say, hey, I'll give you my time. Let's go walk you through everything. And so I know that I had you and NCH take care of everything me or for me. Now I want everybody to, and I actually, in working with NCH myself, I said, this is so great. I got to get all my audience and my students to work with you. And so if you want to, actually, I think we have, let me have, we have a link. It's masterpassiveincome.com/NCH. Let me pull that up real quick. Let me just make sure. And so, yeah. So when you go to masterpassiveincome.com/NCH, I will put that link in the description, and then you can jump on a call. It's complimentary. They just want to help you. Now, if you're going to have them do all the work, then yeah, you're going to pay for all that, but they're going to give you that whole big process of understanding of how to do everything. And so they're fantastic. So definitely go to masterpassiveincome.com/NCH and grab your slot with them, because they'll walk you through everything. But I'm also putting on the, like I talked about a little bit earlier, I'm putting on a masterclass walking through all this stuff. Adam's going to come on. We're going to go even more in depth, where he's going to coach us through all this sort of stuff. So check the link in the description. You're going to find out more information on that. And we'll also have the replay so you can go back and watch it again. But Adam, this has been amazing. Is there anything else, like maybe how they can find you, reach out to you, or is this link good enough? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, use the link. We have a whole team here at NCH, and there's only so many hours in a day. And I would love to work with you individually. So schedule that time. I'm using the link. Schedule a time. We can talk. And one thing I want to remind you. So, well, how your stuff is set up, Dustin, is not how other people. So be very careful that because your friend did it this way and it worked for him, or your friend's writing this off. You see this on a video somewhere. Doesn't mean that you can do it. So what I've learned over all these years is just 'cause it worked for one person, but the devil's in the details. So make sure that you're planning based on your situation, what you're doing, and that's what NCH, me and my team will help you do, is to make sure it's customized to what you're doing and how we can help you with tax savings and asset protection and things of that nature.
And everybody's situation is different. Like, if you can go and say, go into YouTube and watch how to structure your business, how to do this, and you can watch those videos. But and I did that, and I created things that they were okay. If I would say, if they're not, weren't terrible, but they were okay. I had an LLC and all that sort of stuff, but it wasn't tailored to me. And then after you walked me through everything, I was like, oh my goodness, there were some things I didn't even know that I had that I needed to do. So yes, it's so worth it. And you guys are gracious enough just to come on, have people jump on with the everybody just like you, or the other people like you that are really experts on doing this. And then man, this is gonna be great. But then jump on the masterclass that we're gonna be putting on. The link will be in the description. I believe it's the 14th. We're gonna be having on the 14th, but check the link in the description for the exact dates. But it's the 14th. We're gonna do a 2-hour masterclass. Adam and I are gonna be walking you guys through all this stuff. But Adam, this has been amazing. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching, get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.